Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Meraz Yishayichu. It's Moshe Demesh Nerai, so Moshe Mordechai. And it's based on the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu, HaGoyim Ramoshe Chavroni Zetzal. It says in the Mishnah and Meseches Psochem at the beginning, O La'arboso, Voitki Mesachometz Lo'or HaNer. And the night of the 14th, you search for chametz with the light of the candle. Rashi says, Lor aner, b'gemara meforish taime. The Gemara is going to tell us what the reason is. That's on Lor aner. And then Rashi explains, what is boitkim? Shlo yavor ala b'bal yeroi or b'al yemotze. You shouldn't be over on b'al yeroi or b'al yemotze. If you don't check, you'll be over on b'al yeroi yemotze. If you check, you won't be over on Bayer on Bayer Motze. So that's why you're doing Batikas Chom. It's not to be over on Bayer Bayer Motze. We have to understand why Rashi was makdim. Lamikdim Rashi, Lo'or Anel, Lefnei Sheboitkim Esachom. It's a merit. Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara in sequence. First the Gemara says, Or Lar Basar, Mabotkin Esachom. First it says, Boitkim Esachom. And then it says, Lo'or Aner. And Rashi first explains Lo'or Aner. And then he explains Boitkim Esachom. Why is that? Why does Rashi not go in order, in sequence? So it appears follows that the Ran, Aleph Amad Aleph, Midapi Arif, explains Bidas Rashi that Midoi Raisa B'chad Mina Yusagi. In other words, either you do Bidika or you do Bittel. And if you did Bidika and you didn't find any Chometz, even if you find the chometz on Pesach, you're not over on Bayir Abayim Motze, because you did Bedika. Ritz Hashem, hopefully we'll see the Lashon of the Ran later. And it would appear, Muchach Meirashi Lekaman B'dav Zayin Amid Beis, Lo'or Aner Meno Animili, Amrav Chiz Lamadam Metziah Memetziah, Metziah Mechipus, Chipus Mechipus, Chipus Meneros, Veneros Mener. So we learn this long Hekish, that Mitzia Mimitzia, it says here, Shivisiam Soy Eloi Matze Bibatechen, and it says, Vayecha Pes Begadol, Hechel Bakaton, Kila, Vay Matze. So you have a Lashon of Mitzia by Bidikas Chametz, a Lashon of Mitzia by Yosef's brothers. Search from the oldest to the youngest. So that's a Lashon of Mitzia. And then it says by that mitzvah, it says a lashon of chipus vayechapes, and then there's a lashon of chipus by neros, beisyachapes shlam beneros and sur shlam with candles. And then it says a lashon of neros. Neros connects to ner, ner Hashem nishmas adam chofes kol chadrei vaten. So you see from here that when you're doing the Batikas Chametz, Shiva Yamim Sor Lo Yimatzi B'Batechem, it has to connect to a Ner, it has to be done with Neris. The Gemara then explains why you need this extra Neros Miner, why you have to, isn't it enough Be'eseyach Be'eseyush Shalayim B'Neros? So you see that the Chippus of Chametz has to be done with Neros. Question is, what do you need the additional pasuk for? So that the Gemara goes on to explain. Continues the Gemara. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Leile Arba Asar, Nis Boitin Asachametz Lo Aner, Vafi Shem Raya Le Bezeich Le Dabar. So in the night of the 14th, you check out the chametz, you search for the chametz with the light of the candle. And even though there's no Raya, there's a Zecher. What's the Zecher? It says in the pasuk Shivas Yamim Sola Yimatzi Bevateichem, and it says another pasuk Vayichapis Bagadol Eichelu Bakaton Kila Vayimatze, and it says Beis Yachapis Shlaim Beneiros, and it says Ner Hashem Nishmasadim Chofis Chochat Revotem. Like that's the drasha of the Gemara. Now we have a Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. So what's this Ve'oimer? שמה הוסיפה הברייתא את הפסוק נר השם נשמת אדם חופש כוח הדריבתא? What do we need that extra pasuk for? We already have a chapis is Yerushalayim b'neiris. And then the Gemara answers, if you're going to say that Be'ez HaYechav Yishlayim B'neiris Akula, that Hashem says that I'm only going to check after the Avonis of Yerushalayim with an Avuka that has a lot of light, and I'm going to see even the Avonos Kalim. So Hashem says, I'm not going to check out Yerushalayim that way. But rather, Bor Aner She'or Katan Yoser. I'm only going to see the big sins, not the small sins. So no. Nishma Ner Hashem Nishma Sadam. Chofes Kol Chatrei Vatan. Zot omeret, she, just like a person, looks for it in the darkness with a ner, so Sotah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through a person's neshama, is able to see all of his sins. So don't think that there's a kula when it says Achapes Yishushalayim B'neiris. Because it says Ner Hashem Nishma Sadam. And this is Chofes Kol Chatrei Vatan, so it's going to be a good bedika. Al kol panim, Rashi there says, L'nyaneinu, L'madu Metzia Amura B'chametz, M'metzia Amura B'gavia de Binyamin. The Metzia that it says by Chametz, we learn from that to the Metzia of the Gavia of Binyamin when they search their bags for the goblet. And then Metzia Mechipus, Klomar V'oisa Metzia Shel Binyamin Mechipus Amur Etzla. And there it says a Lashon of Chipus. Just like the Metziah of the Gavir was Aydei Chippus, so to the Metziah of Chametz is Aydei Chippus. And then we get to the Ner. Achab Yishlayim B'Neiris. And then it's Rashi says, Zech L'Dover, Rai L'Dover L'Mamish Les, Rai Mamish Les, Na Mamish Rai L'Dover. It's an Asmachta. Why is it an Asmachta? Because Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah ninu. Because it's Divrei Torah that's being learned from Divrei Kabbalah. It's not super geschmack that it's right, going from the pasuk of Be'ez HaYechav Yishlayim B'neiris, the pasuk in Tzfanya Aleph Yud Bet. So it's only a zecher l'dover that it's done with a ner, because divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah, we don't necessarily learn. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. As katav Rashi she lahachi bedika b'ner abe zecher l'dover lo raya mamish. You know why bedika b'ner is only a zecher l'dover? But it's not mamish araya, because divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah ninu. It's divrei Torah being learned from divrei Kabbalah. These psukim of achapes Yishushalayim b'neiris and ner Hashem nishmas adam are not written in the Torah. So this thing you need a ner is not from the Torah. It's only from divrei Kabbalah from the Navi. So kumtais that the etzem habedika that we learn from chipus and mitzia, from gevi of binyamin, that's doy raisa, divrei Torah mi divrei Torah. So the etzem habedika is doi raisa, and the ner is derabon, and it's an asmachta be'alma. Shaila is, how do we learn metzia from metzia? Rashi says, kolam revoisa metzia shel binyamin mechipus ha'amor etzla. Ma metzia shagavei adei chipus, af metzia sachomets adei chipus. The metzia of binyamin, of the gavia binyamin, was through chipus, so to the metzia of chomets adei chipus. In other words, if you search, and you don't find, there's a kiyum of the pasuk so lo yimotze. So how are you makayim that so lo yimotze through chipas bedika? Akoponim lehediyam muchach merashi de mahani bedikas chometz. That bedikas chometz is effective. That if you check for the chometz and you don't find, you're not over in ba yira ba yimotze. Even if you find chometz on Pesach, you're not over lemafreya. You did yours. V'rei kol shechipes v'lo matza v'kiyumu lo yimotze. If you don't find it, you're not over in Ba'i or Ba'i Yimotze. Now, according to this, we understand why Rashi in the Mishnah was makdim levayer or aner before Boit Kimes HaChometz. Why Rashi didn't explain the Gemara in sequence. Because Rashi explains Boit Kimes HaChometz shelo yavor b'ba'i yiroa ba'i yimotze. Rashi says, you check the chometz, you're not over by Rabbi Yimotze. If we bring afterwards, Laura Ner, the Gemara Mefarish Taima, we make a mistake. We'd say, when you're not over by Rabbi Matze, only if you checked Laura Ner. But if you checked without a Ner, then you're over by Rabbi Matze. So Rashi says, no, Laura Ner, the Gemara Mefarish Taima. And then Rashi says, Boitz Chamish Laura Rabbi Rabbi Matze. And Rashi is telling us, as long as you did Bedika, even Shalola or Ner, you're not over by Rabbi Matze. Because the Oran Air for it is only the Rabbana. Menatayra, a kol b'dika sagi af shaloi l'oran air. Menatayra, any b'dika is good. So therefore, Rashi first explains, b'yitz l'chom it's l'oran air. If you did b'dika, you're not over and by your b'ayi matzah. You're cool. Totally cool. Medoi raisa, no by your b'ayi matzah. And then it says, v'yitz l'oran air. Gemara explains. Okay, you want to understand l'oran air? We'll tell you that it's only an asmachta. It's a good thing to do. That's not going to be nogea, whether or not that's not going to impact whether or not you're over on Bayer Bayer Matzeh. If you did Bedika, you're not over on Bayer Bayer Matzeh, period. Azor Rabotai, Derech Achat, Bedevre Rashi. Achshav, Nira Levaer, Kavanat Rashi, Bederech Acheret. Now we're going to try another way in Rashi. And that is Yesh Lachkor, Ma Shalomdim, Metziyah Mimetziyah Metziyah Mechipus. The Bedika is effective, Dairaisa. So is this Mipnei Shekevan Shebodak Veloi Motza Amrinan Shein Chometz Birshusoi? Since you searched and you didn't find, we say that you don't have Chometz in your possession. Or maybe Pshat is Sheav Sheyesh Lo Chometz Birshusoi, Ach Kevan Dolo Nipsai De Bedika Enor Bayi Bayi Motze. So one possibility is that you assume there's no chametz. Or the other possibility is that the bedikah is good enough, that the chametz isn't around. It's not matzui. It's not available. It's not available chametz, since the chametz isn't available. That's enough that you're not over on Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotzeh. So what's Pshat on Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotzeh? It's because you don't have chametz? Or even if you do have chametz, it doesn't matter because it's not available. Zo ha-chakira shelanu. V'inei, shitat Rashi v'tosfot v'arambam, k'mo ha-tzad ha-sheni. Da'af. Im yeshno chametz bevadai, even if you have vadai chametz, you're not over if it's not found through the bedika. Why? Because the chametz isn't matzui for you. Because the chametz is not readily found. Sharei betchilat perek bet. בדף חוף א' עמוד א', שם כתוב כך, במשנה, כתוב בחוף א', כל שו, שמותר לאכול, מאכיל לבהם לחי לא אפס. As long as you're allowed to eat the chametz, you're also allowed to feed it to your animals. Sell it to a goy, mutter b'hana. So the Gemara says, why does it say chaya behem an chaya? Lam lelu misna behem lelu misna chaya. It's enough for one of them. It's like Gemara unat tzricha. Di tana behem. If it would have merely told us behema, I would say that only the behema you're allowed to give chametz on erev Pesach. Di mishayer chazila, sheim mishayer et chametz, ureo oto mevatlo. If the behema leaves it over, you'll see it. But if the chay leaves it over, you won't see it. Abol chay di mishayer chametzan alei. The chay im mishayeret, it's matznia the chametz, it hides it. So maybe you're not allowed to give him chametz on erev Pesach. The chayah. Because you might be Mishari the Chametz, and you won't be Mevatel the Chametz. And if it just would have said Chaya, because the Chaya puts it away, And even though Rashi says he puts it away, and even though you're over on Bal Yimatzeh, you're not over on Bal Yirui. That's according to the Agav of the Marashal. Aval Behema Zimid Mishaira Velo Masa Gadaite, we'll call it Bar Bal Yimatzeh. But a Behema, it's Mishaira Chometz. You don't think to be Mavatalit at the Bailim. And he's over on Bal Yirui and Bal Yimatzeh. Same Alo. So maybe don't give the Behema Chometz. It's Tzricha. You can give them both. And then Ophos says, I did the Tani Chayim Behemoth and Sarah Ben was at Ophos. Elo Divrei Gemara. That if it just would have said Behema, and you would have said, yeah, your Behema you can give it because you'll see it, but the Chayim you won't see it. So you'll be, you're not going to be Mavatalit. And it would have said Chaya, because if it leaves over, it hides it. And all you'll be over is on Bal Yimatzeh, being on Bal Yirui. But not a behema. Behema, you might not be mivatalit at all. You'd be over on both. It's kamashma, you give it both them. Okay. Elu divrei ha-gemara b'mesechet psachim b'daf chaf aleph amud bet. Sham b'tosvot katuv shelechora kashe eich amru b'gemara sheish tzad lomar שדווקא חיה מותר משום שמצניעה את החמץ. והרי אם היא מצניעה, אם כן יעבור על בל יתמין. כמבואר בגמרא בדף ה' עמוד ב', שאף על פי שמהפסוק בל ירא משמע שדווקא חמץ שרואה הוא עובר עליו, ואם לא אינו עובר, אבל דרשו מהפסוק בל ימצא שאפילו חמץ שהוא מוטמן, ואינו רואהו, עובר עליו משום שהוא מצוי אצלו. לאו דווקא אם רואהו. So what does it help that it's a bad, that it's a, that the Chaya puts it away? You'll still be over on Bal Yimatzeh. You're right, you're not going to be over on Bal Yirui. But you're over on Bal Yimatzeh, Bal Yatmin. Because זה מה שפריע לתוספות. אז תוספות עונים, ואינו עובר משום Bal Yatmin. Now you're not over on Bal Yatmin, why not? Bal Yatmin nafkalan milo yimotze. Bal Yatmin from lo yimotze. Vein ze matsui. Kevashen derechano. This isn't called matsui because you don't know where it is. If you know where it is, it's Bal Yimotze. If you don't know where it is, it's not Bal Yimotze. Bal Yimotze ze matsui etzlo. Vechei mashma beperekama de parich vechei mishkachat lei levantilei. Mashma de volkama de lo mishtakach. Mishkachat. Lo avar b'bal yirae. The ray is, that we said earlier in the Gemara, why did you mivatel chametz in Erev Pesach? Let him mivatel when he finds it. So it's muchted, as long as he doesn't know about it. He's not over. Because otherwise, b'vaday adif levatel b'Erev Pesach. You shouldn't be over until you find it. So it must be that you're not over until you find it, and therefore the Gemara can ask that kasha. Just to be over when you find it. So if it's not matzui for you, you're not over. אז מפורש שיטת התוספות, שאף שבוודאי יש חמץ, מכל מוקן, כיוון שאין יודע היכן הוא, if you don't know where it is, you're not over by your body matzui, it's not matzui. ולהדיה פרשו התוספות, שאם בדק ולא מצא, ואחר כך נמצא חמץ. This is if you found. If you checked and you didn't find. And afterwards you find, you don't know where my friend by your body matzah is. Since you didn't find that idea of bedika, it's not matzui. It's not matzui. So the Gemara said, why do you have to, why didn't you mevatel it? You're only going to be over when you find it. As you did the bedika, so you're fine. Why is it necessary to be mevatel? So you see that doing the bedika is enough. You're not over on balyam matzah if you did a bedika. It's not considered matzui. That's what we see in the Gemara. That aboidek tzarech sheyavatel shemitza gluska yafe. You might find a nice loaf, and you're not going to be mevatel it. But the only problem is from here on in. But what, you didn't have it until now. You had it until now. It's not a problem. And Tosfos says, "Kevan shelanim side bedika ino matzu le'achametz." Since you didn't find it by the bedika, so the chametz isn't matzui for you. And Rashi also explains, "Dibra maskel ve'i v'itanachaya di mishay matzulei v'loy over al bal yeroy." So we explained it with the Marashal. But the Bach writes in Tuf Lamed Vav, you're also not over on Balei Matzah. You're also not over on Balei Matzah. Not only Balei Roy, you're also not over on Balei Matzah. Because you don't know where it is. So according to the Bach, Savan and Rashi, you don't know where the Chametz is. Even if you own chametz, you're not over in Balei Matzah. You have to know where it is. So what do you see from here? See from here the reason the bedik is effective, because it's not matzah, not because you don't have chametz. And if you do have chametz, you're still not over. אבל לכאורה רש"י ותוספות סותרים את עצמם, לכאורה. Because at the beginning of Perek Kol Shah, it's muchach that they hold that if you have chametz, but if you don't know where it is, you're not over, it's not matzula. However, in the first Perek, and daf yud omen aleph, there, we're talking about an achbar. He goes into a house that's already checked, and he has some chametz in his mouth. He has chametz in his mouth. Olu bodak, v'lo ashkech. So the person goes into his house, and he checks, and he doesn't find the chametz. אומרת הגמרא, פלוגתא דרבי מאיר ורבנן. אם ראינו עכבר שנכנס עם פרוסת חמץ לתוך בית בדוק, and he doesn't find the חומץ, it's a מחלוקת רבי מאיר ורבנן. יש שלושה גלי אבנים, באחד מהם היה כזית מן המת, ואין ידוע איזה גל שבו הטומאה. So he checked these three piles of stones. There's a kazayis of mason one, and there's nowhere it is. So disnan, as katushan ba mishnah be mesechet nida, bedaf samach aleph amud aleph, haya Rabbi Meir omer, kol davar shubecheskat tumah leolam ubetumato ad shivado lechayechatu menaychanu. Ain that's becheskas tumah. It's always muchzak betumah. So until you don't find the tumah, since you didn't find the tumah, all three galim are becheskes tmeim, and any tyrus that's mahil is going to be come tame. B'chacham amoyrim, boydek ad shemagia l'selo l'karka besula. You check until you reach a rock or land that's never been moved, and if you don't find the tuma, you can be toile that an oirev or an achbar came and took away the tumah, v'lachen agal tohor. Kumo ken b'mekre shelanu, im lo nimtza chametz b'bedika, tolim she'achbar achal oto, v'lachen lo tzrich levdok shuv et habayit. עד כאן מדברי הגמרא בדף י. רש"י מפרש, וגבי בדיקת חמץ אפילו לרבי מאיר אמרינן, אפילו לרבי מאיר אמרינן, אך בר אכלה לבדיקת חמץ דרבנן. But when it comes to here, we're talking about Tumadai Raisa. But the Gabi B'dikas Chometz, even Reb Meir, who thereby Tumadai Raisa's Machmer, here it'd be Mekel. And we're going to say that the Achbar ate it. Because B'dikas Chometz is only Darabon. It's Mashmer Rashi. They were talking about where he's already Mevatel the Chometz. Then the B'dikas Darabon. And the Rashi says the B'dikas Darabon. Why is it the B'dikas Darabon? Because he's Mevatel. Avalim lo bitel. Then he's over on Safek Baal Yimatze, according to Rav Meir. Because maybe there's Chametz here. And so explains Tosfos. Dir Maskil Al, Yesh Lama Demayah Bishlo Bitla. Kol Meir Lo Asa Agadim, Kem Blash Kirfah B'Safek Lav to Baal Yimatze, B'Saf Labatla. Somewhere in your Nevatli. So therefore the B'dik is Dairaisa. And Rav Meir says it's not enough to do the bedikah, since he didn't find it, you have a problem. In other words, if he did the bedikah, then the Rabbanah Rav Meir is Mekel. But if he didn't do bedikah, if he did bittul, then since the bedikah is only the Rabbanah Rav Meir is Mekel. But if he didn't do bittul, then the bedikah is Dairaisa, and then Rav Meir wouldn't be Mekel, even though you don't know where the chametz is. So you see that if we're on a Daraisa level, if you don't know where the Chametz is, you're over, even if you did the Bedika. Here's a time where he did Bedika, and we're still Choshish Daraisa. If we're dealing with the Daraisa Tikka Bedika, then the Bedika is not going to help. If you find it and you don't, if you search and you don't find, if there's Chametz, you're over on Baal Yimatzeh. And in the Perek Kol Shah, they say not like that. As long as you did a search, you're totally cool. Without Raisa. Because you searched, you're not over in Bali Rabbi Matze. Even if you don't find it, as long as you searched, you're fine. You're only over when if you find it afterwards, then you have to move out them. But as long as you searched, you're not over. V'sin esh lanu stira lechora bein Rashi v'tosvot kan v'daf yud bein Rashi v'tosvot v'daf chafalef. Rashi and Tyson Daf Chaf Aleph tell us that if you don't know where the Chametz is, you're over. If you don't know where the Chametz is, then you're not over in Daf Chaf Aleph. You're not over in Baal Yimotze. You don't know where it is. You did a Bedika. And here Rashi and Tyson tell us no. That if you did a Bedika and you don't know where the Chametz is, according to where you are over. We're dealing with the Bedika D'Oraisa. So what does Rashi and Tyson hold? You don't know where Chametz is. Are you over in Baal Yimotze? You're not over in Baal Yimotze. It's the Chorah Astira. והעבודה שלנו, המשימה שלנו, השיעור הבא, זה להראות שאין כאן סתירה כלל. אז אני מבקש מכל אהוביי, ראיי וידידיי, שאנו למען השם, יישארו עמדי, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נראה נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, בלי נדר, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידיי מוריי.